The spiritual lives of soldiers on the front lines of World War I. One would think, starts the officer, that soldiers have no heart. He has no one, neither human nor extraterrestrial being, to affect them. They are believed that what counts to them is guns and killing. How many times I have seen tired, bearded soldiers who kissed strangers' babies while tears fell from their eyes, thinking that they were kissing their loved ones at home. Yes, soldiers have hearts, and God, too, who is more humble, tender, and honest than those who are at home, sitting next to a warm stove, and who preach about decency. In war, man's heart hardens, and he doesn't feel God's presence when holding his gun. The man sobers up and becomes pure after killing. Soldier sees that he took a life. It is a horrible thought. It is horrible for those who see the human in the man whom he kills. Then kneels down to the cold ground and seeks God. These are the words of a reserve officer from World War I that describe the spirits of the fighting men. These thoughts reflect the feeling and conflicts of a soldier of the front lines, which is a result of them being sent there to do things that are against their religious teachings, beliefs, and conscience. They took up arms, fought, and killed. On both sides of the war, there were millions who had to answer to the draft to satisfy their duty of defending their country. In the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, there was a draft which was regulated by applicable laws. If the individual was healthy, he had to join the assigned regiment. The upbeat mood right after the breakout of the war diminished as time passed and the war dragged on. The men who served had a much deeper spirituality. It determined their life better than today's ordinary men. Otokar Prohaska, bishop of the Székesfehérvár Archdiocese, wrote as follows: "The war, with its irrational aggression and senseless acts of murdering humans and values, is a crucifying debate for the religious men more than for the non-believer or those without morals. It is harder because his soul is more sensitive and creates problems for him, violates values that the non-believer doesn't have. To the contrary of the non-believer, the believer always has something to lean on when conflicted, which is his belief, and it can bring help to those who want to survive their service out in the trenches. For this one needs a strong faith. Faith needs to be strengthened as per religious guidances and teachings, which was not an easy task during war scenes. Field chaplains provided assistance to ensure soldiers' fulfillment of their religious duties while serving on battlefields. The basis of living by one's Christian belief with prayer as a tool provided comfort to believers to survive the war. After the beginning of the battles, the church tried to provide for the drafted in their changed circumstances and for them to be able to access prayers in their war-filled daily lives. The St. Stephen Society sent prayer books for free to soldiers who were to be dispatched to the front, including soldiers in barracks and hospitals, to provide comfort to their soul. Considering the diverse makeup of the army of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy, the books were printed in different languages. The prayer books had five basic subjects: general prayers, wartime prayers, prayer on the battlefield, wise thoughts and writings. The battlefield prayers, or the warrior's prayer, served the most important purpose for the users given their circumstances. The lines of prayers aligned with the soldier's daily schedule, such as service and wartime activities. The biggest trauma the soldiers had to deal with was the everyday death they had to witness and the consequent uncertainty that came with it. In the dying soldier's prayer, the mortally wounded soldier, or the one infected with plague, is asking for strength in his final journey and asking for the absolution of his sins. The prayer does not detail the sins because they are committed on a battlefield, which would give solace to the dying to ease his conscience. He turns to God, the Virgin Mary, and Saint Joseph to intervene in these hard moments. He does not forget his family when he says some prayers for them as well. It is commonly said that if you want to learn prayers, go to the sea. We can state that the trenches are the strengthening of one's God-fearing feelings. If you have been in the trenches and lived through its horrible consequences, if you endure the ambiguous feeling of near danger, then you know that during these moments, men think about God and trust in Him, which is the best medicine to calm the soul in the moments of madness. These were the thoughts of Menhard Zelyny, a field chaplain of the 26th Infantry Regiment of the Royal Infantry from Esztergom.